I am very cautious of looking at any certain numbers in particular. But after 1 week, the Chiefs are tied with the most yards per play in the NFL, 7.1. What actually interested me more, though, was the Chiefs, in a week where we had so many bad quarterback performances and lackluster offensive performances that there were seeing across the entire league, the Chiefs were also tied for the most first downs by passing. You know, and for an offense that had issues passing the ball a year ago, for a league,
they ran it the fourth least.
For a league, yeah, for a league that had issues passing it in week one, the Chiefs were at the top of both against a very good Ravens defense.
A defense that did really well against the pass last year. Now, look, year to year doesn't necessarily mean anything. Could turn out the Ravens have an average pass defense, which we'll know as the season progresses, but that is not an insignificant stat. I know we try to be careful here on it's week one. Let's not extrapolate that to that's what the rest of the season will be for 17 weeks. Because by that metric, congratulations, MVP Baker Mayfield, with your
right
65 touchdowns, zero picks, and 7,000 yards or whatever the hell he would throw for if you played it out for 17 games. But this is an offense who had gotten more conservative each of the last 3 years. Every year consecutively, they were conservative, got even more conservative, got even more conservative. Yards per play had gone down each of the last 3 years. Yards per game had gone down each of the last 3 years. Points per all of it had been slowly trickling down to, hadn't affected their wins for the most part. Certainly hasn't affected their ability to win a Super Bowl, as we know that. But them actually airing it out a little bit and getting more yards per play than they've gotten in years, even if it's for 1 week, that means something to me.
Value this, of course, way more, as I'm sure you will. You're in about 3 or 4 weeks when you've got a 4-game sample size. You would have had the Ravens and Cincy. You've already at that point would have played a road game at Atlanta. You will have much more of a sample size. But yes, the early return was pretty impressive. And as someone does point out on the text line, they're right. I mean, it also was on 50 offensive plays. The Chiefs defense was out there for like 80 plays. You know, just the way the game flow worked out. So to have that on a 50-play basis was pretty impressive. If there is still, as we sit in the middle of the week, heading into Sunday, another like a question you want answered. Like last week, we said we wanted to see what the number two cornerback was going to look like. Jalen Watson, we discussed that on last Friday in his performance. We wanted to see what Kingsley would look like. We already discussed him. The one outstanding question for sure that is still out there will be, will they prove that the red zone offense can still be better? Because it's great to have
these. Otherwise, they would have scored 40 points in that game against the Ravens.
It's great to see that yards per play, 7.1. Like, okay, we know that hopefully they're more explosive. You could tell even in a game where Travis Kelce wasn't as involved in the receiving game, they still look dangerous. And that wasn't something you saw a year ago. But in the red zone, you know, they had the one first and goal at the one or whatever, and right away Pacheco gets the touchdown. That was a good sign. But in general, they had the turnover they forced against Baltimore, and they settled for a field goal. There was, two penalties and then the drop pass by Kelce. Those are things last year that were a problem. And so let's see what happens on Sunday. That's like the biggest thing if you're asking to nitpick of what you need to correct off of an impressive win against Baltimore offensively. It's still going to be, all right, you get an opportunity in the red zone. Are we still seeing the drop passes? Are we still seeing the penalties that hold you back?
Because those have continued to be their Achilles heel. And in this case, I don't think it was one of those Andy's getting too cute down here. They just weren't very good at executing. And the penalties again got the better of them. And they'll be conservative if it's fourth and two. They'll just let Butker put it between the uprights, especially if it's a game in which they think they're always going to win.